It's Monday, October 4th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. A new Nevada law took effect on Friday, and it has an impact on both employers and those looking for work. According to KRNV, employers can no longer ask for an applicant's salary history, and they must share what the rate, wage, or salary range will be to job seekers once the candidate interview is over. This applies for new applicants or someone who is promoted or transferred from within the company. The law applies to private employers, staffing firms, along with state, county, and local governmental agencies. Employers could face administrative penalties and fines up to $5,000 for each violation. Several other states, including California, have implemented similar laws. In several states across our region, more than half the zip codes have seen a stunning rise in housing costs. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
A new analysis from Headwaters Economics paints a picture of soaring housing costs across the West and beyond. Economist Megan Lawson worked on the analysis. She was expecting to see a steep rise in housing costs in cities like Boise and Denver, and resort towns like Jackson, Wyoming, and Park City, Utah. What really caught her attention?
That it's not just those places that we're most familiar with. You know, that there are rural places that long have been affordable, or whose prices have been increasing slowly, that have become unaffordable during the pandemic.
Still, Lawson says we were on a perilous path long before the pandemic. She points to reverberations from the Great Recession, like less housing construction. Millennials, meanwhile, are also placing pressure on the housing supply. That's the largest generation group in the nation, and many are trading unstable rents for steady mortgages. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
The Carson City Planning Commission has approved a special use permit for the construction of a slaughterhouse along U.S. Highway 50. The Nevada Appeal reports the panel voted 4-1 Wednesday night to grant the permit for Carson Valley Meats. However, it included some special restrictions on the project, including a requirement that all animals must be held and processed indoors. Opponents argued that the noise and odor from the slaughterhouse would cause a decline in nearby home values. Backers of the project cited the need for farm-to-table food sources in Carson City. The decision can be appealed within 10 days to the Board of Supervisors. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service issued a proposed rule on Friday to protect Teams buckwheat under the Endangered Species Act. The desert wildflower is only known to exist on a remote ridge in western Nevada where a company has plans for a lithium mine. The agency says the plant is at risk of extinction due to many factors. Those factors include destruction of its habitat from mineral exploration, off-highway vehicle use, and livestock grazing, among others. Climate change may also further exacerbate the threats. The proposed rule is subject to 60 days of public comment. More than 20 species were declared extinct by the U.S. government last week. Meanwhile, one mammal in our region is making its way toward an exciting recovery. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Back in 1981, the black-footed ferret was thought to be globally extinct, but then a ranch dog near Meteetse, Wyoming, came across one, and recovery efforts began, like captive breeding and releases at historic ferret sites. Recently, officials in Wyoming released 30 juvenile ferrets, known as kits, at two different sites. Here's what one of those mornings sounded like.
Can I have a 16?
Zach Walker of the Wyoming Game and Fish says it's an amazing thing to witness.
Plus, these are all juvenile ferrets, so they've got that extra bit of cuteness to them.
The kits came from the National Black-Footed Ferret Conservation Center in northern Colorado. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
And taking a look at sports, for the first time in more than a decade, the Nevada Wolfpack football team defeated Boise State this Saturday, 41-31. The road victory moves the team to 3-1 on the season and was the first time Nevada beat the Broncos in Boise since 1997. Nevada next takes on New Mexico State this Saturday at Mackey Stadium. Those are your morning news headlines for Monday, October 4th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.